Party people! Yeah! Tag team music in full effect. That's me, DC, the Brain Supreme, and my man Steve Rowland. We're kicking the flow.
We're kicking the flow.
And it goes a little something like this. Tag team, back again. Check it, direct it, let's begin. Party on, party people, let me hear some noise.
DC's in the house, jump, jump, rejoice. There's a party over here, a party over there. Wave your hands in the air, shake your dairy air. Hey, what's up? Words when you get your bits there. Whoop, there it is, hit me.
Hey, what's up? This is Josh from JusticeGeeks.com. You stumbled upon episode 148, the all rap edition.
Whoop, there it is.
Yeah. Actually, we should probably do a 90s rap edition of the podcast.
Sure.
That would be probably the best.
Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Episode 148 is going to be our Geek's Guide to football. So we're getting hyped and psyched up over here, ready for episode 148 of the Justice Geeks podcast. Joining me this week is one Logan Bourne.
What's up, guys?
Logan Johnson.
Logan Johnson. Still have no clue. It's fine.
Hey, Mean Joe.
That's right. And on Logan Johnson's side of the table is one Matthew Elizabeth Wood.
What's up, man?
What's up?
Not a lot.
Yum.
Whoop, there it is.
Whoop, there it is. Whoop, there it is, one James Stratton.
And I'm Bryant Gumbel. Oh, I thought we were doing sports.
No.
Okay.
Nobody make any Stuart Scott references. It's too soon.
Oh, man.
What about Ray Rice?
I love Stuart Scott.
Ray Rice?
He's good.
Do you even know what sport he plays?
Boxing.
Do you know that I'm pretty much doing boxing's this episode of the podcast just for you? Boxing's not a sport. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yo, Adrian.
No, Adrian. Yeah. All right, so episode 148, as I said, is a geek's guide to the football. We're trying to get you guys prepared for the Super Bowl, which is coming up in a couple weeks. Sunday, not this Sunday, next Sunday, Sunday, February 1st, the New England Patriots will play the Seattle Seahawks. So we're just kind of taking an approach. We're going to talk a little bit about football, what you need to know, so that you're not lost if you go to these Super Bowl parties, and maybe you can have real conversations with the actual coworkers now.
I've been working on that this week.
Have you? You've been working on your sports talk?
Yeah.
Sports talk, guys. With Matt Wood.
I don't have coworkers to talk to. No,
well, that's probably a good thing. So
I'm so jealous.
Yeah, I know. Me too sometimes. So we're going to get things going this week with our Tweet the Geeks question of the week. And honestly, there's not just a heck of a lot of these. We'll go from there and move on into our regularly scheduled program. But this week's Tweet the Geeks question of the week was this. Are you a football fan? What do or don't you like about it? And who is your favorite team? So, I purposely phrased the question like this so I could get unusual responses, and we did get a couple unusual responses. Let me do the scrollings. Let's see.
Scrolling
is fun. Our friend RJ Sills, he said over on the Twitters, which you can find. Oh, it's returned. You can find over at Justice Geeks. He said, not really. I say the Titans only because of Tennessee. The only thing I want from the Super Bowl is the new Age of Ultron trailer.
Is that happening in Super Bowl?
I guess so. I didn't know there was supposed to be another one.
The commercials are better than last year. Last year's were terrible.
Yeah, they weren't that great. Terrible. I mean,
it's the only football game I watch all year.
Is it for the commercials?
Well, it's, you know, I enjoy the game, but yeah, a lot of it's the commercials, and I was just really disappointed last year. It's terrible.
Yeah.
It was a terrible game. It was just a terrible Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It was a pretty boring game last year.
Yeah, it wasn't great. Our friends, Tim and Carson from the I Heard That Was Good podcast, They had some comments about episode 147, nothing to do with Tweet the Geeks, but we'll go on and talk about them. When we were talking about Spider-Man, was that last week?
Yes.
Spider-Man?
Yep.
Nickelback.
Love that Nickelback.
My wife probably is really, really angry that we did that, because about seven times last weekend I was like, I'm really jonesing for some Chad Kroger. And she did it too. So
Chad Kroger?
Is it Kroger?
Kruger?
No, it's Kroger.
Kroger.
He owns the grocery store.
Yeah, he's a grocery store.
I thought it was like
magnate.
I thought it was like Freddy Krueger.
No, he's a magnet.
He's an Avril Lavigne magnet. So they suggested Miles Teller as Spider-Man.
Oh, the Whiplash kid?
Yeah. I don't know who that is.
He is in Whiplash and
okay.
Divergent. He's in that series. He's also in another Shailene Woodley movie. Independent film. I can't think of it.
Yeah. What's his name?
Miles Teller.
Miles Teller.
Okay. Yeah, go look him up.
I'll look him up.
That's a pretty good choice.
Did you ever watch? You've watched Rabbit Hole, right?
Yeah.
Okay. He is the kid that ran over
the other kid.
Yeah. He's in the movie. He's in that.
Okay. Interesting.
He was young back then too when that was. That
so he's out. Actually prime age now.
Yeah, he is actually prime age, but I don't think he's. I don't know. I don't think he's Peter Parker.
You disagree?
I disagree.
You're going to have to pit you and...
What did you think about Andrew Garfield before he was Spider-Man?
I like Andrew Garfield.
Yeah. We talked about that last week. He's a Garfieldian. He's fun.
I'm for him. Yeah. I mean, I liked him in Social Network. That's really the only other thing I've seen him in.
They they also said that Peter Dinklage would be a great J. Jonah Jameson.
Sure.
I'd love to have J.K. Simmons back for that. He was perfect.
He is the one character that I thought they should have just cast all the way across the board for every single movie.
He was perfect. I mean, they did it with when they did Batman, when they were replacing Batman, the commissioner and, Alfred were always the same two guys. Mm-hmm. They were the only... they were the only thing that just stayed steady throughout all four of the 90s movie. Well, I think the first one came out like the 80s, 89. Yeah. From 89 to like 96, whatever. They were the only two constants in that universe. I wish they would have done that with J.K. Simmons being J. Jonah Jameson.
God, me too, because he was so perfect. Freaking good, man.
He really was.
He
even looked like the guy in,
the cartoon.
The cartoon version. Yeah. Yeah, he looked just like him.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess that's what they were going for, but he really did. Huh, interesting. Over at facebook.com/justicegeeks, our friend Logan Barnes said stupid things that you can say on the podcast. You don't have to answer the Tweet the Geeks question of the week on the internet because you're a geek, moron.
I thought it was special for football.
Yeah, I did that weeks ago, and I learned my lesson. Were you not paying attention?
Yeah. Back to the basement with you, idiot.
That was a joke response. I want to clarify that.
So you're the joke geek? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm a joke.
Jokes.
I'm a big joke.
You've got jokes.
You're hilarious.
My favorite football was XFL in 2000.
We're not
Vince
talking
McMahon.
About you yet. He does this every time. Every time.
Every time.
Ronnie, our friend and performer, sometimes host of the Justice Geeks podcast, Ronnie McNutt said, "Of course I know football. It's the most popular sport in the world. I just hate that Germany won the World Cup last year, bunch of Nazis." I specifically worded it like that just to see if anyone would take the football's bait. And good old McNutt, he always takes the bait. And mostly the balls. So, Logan, what's your real answer?
XFL by Vince McMahon.
Vince McMahon.
Did that even last Vinny a back. Full season?
It lasted a full season.
It did last a full season, yeah.
Who was the XFL's most popular player?
Tommy Maddox?
False. He hate me.
Oh, Rod Smart.
Yeah.
Rod Smart.
He actually is a Super Bowl champion. Rod Smart is.
Wait,
he won a Super Bowl.
You said he hate me?
He hate me. Because you remember in the XFL, they had their nicknames on the back of the jersey instead of their names.
I thought you were talking about Lou Ferrigno because you said that you and him don't get along.
You Ferrigno. He hate me.
But Maddox,
Coach May.
Maddox went on to be a starting quarterback for the Steelers for several years.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did. He did.
That was back when the Steelers really sucked.
It was
before
like
they drafted Ben Roethlisberger.
2002 to 2004.
Roethlisberger.
I can't say anything. He and I both have chubby faces, so it's fine.
Chub face.
Yeah, he can just get away with things that I can't.
I like that.
He
that
can
scene.
Get away with things.
He does that really well.
I was wondering, you said Roethlisberger. I was like, this is not going well.
I like that scene in Zach and Mary Make a Porno. The drunk guy comes in, he's like, Roethlisberger was like, football!
Football! Matt, what about you? What's your answer to this week's Tweet the Geeks?
What was the question?
It's on your sheet right there.
Yeah, why don't you look, on my sheet? Look down.
Look at your sheet.
Are you a football fan?
Oh, am I a football fan? I wouldn't say I follow the game. Other than when it's Super Bowl time, really.
You're like, in it for the. Football for the commercials?
It's like I use
Super
Bowl time to reflect on what all happened during the season that I didn't have to sit through.
Yeah. And You always get a good recap.
It's a good summary, and they, you know, everybody has, there's like a storyline, like you get this person's drama with this person's drama.
You don't have to pay attention to all the teams, just the teams that matter.
Plus the halftime entertainment is usually decent.
Yeah.
And what I think is interesting is a lot of times people remember who played the Super Bowl halftime show, but not who played in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Because we all remember the Janet Jackson wardrobe malfunction.
Oh, yeah.
But you can't tell me the team that played that year.
Nope.
Exactly.
Can't do it.
Justin Timberlake's.
He did win.
I think he was the clear winner there.
He was.
It's fine.
He was.
James, what about you?
I mean, is it just NFL?
No. No, it's football.
It's football.
It's I mean, my answer's not NFL.
I like MSU, Mississippi State. That's where I went to school.
The Mississippi State Bulldogs.
The Mississippi State Bulldogs. And, I mean, I'm not a bandwagoner. I've been a Cowboys fan since I was, like, in the fourth grade.
Yeah, yeah.
So I
they own the 90s.
This is the first I'm hearing of this, James.
But they're America's team. They were.
I mean,
I don't really know if you could quantify them as the America's team.
My dad's side of the family is all from Texas, so, you know, grew up being a Cowboys fan. But
you were forced into it.
Nah, I wasn't forced.
The Cowboys were great in the 90s.
I was guided, diligently guided.
Okay.
But, I like Mississippi State, though, hands down. It's my favorite team.
They had a great year.
Yes, they did.
So
is it a once in a generation year?
Yes.
No. Is it?
No.
Yeah, it is. Dak Prescott's coming back.
Dak is back.
Yeah, to throw to who and to hand the ball off to whom. I mean, I could probably win a starting spot on the Mississippi State offensive line. Couldn't.
They lost like 46.
That's
seniors.
It. I'm doing it. Goodbye.
All right. Well,
I'm going to prove you wrong.
That'll just about good do us this week on Just Us Geeks. Say good night, everybody.
Hard Knocks, the Just Us Geeks edition. That's fine.
HBO.
Home baking? No.
Home baking office.
They're having open tryouts, Mark Wahlberg. Go
ahead, Mark.
Yeah, it's like the end of the game.
Be invincible.
I love that episode of It's Always Sunny.
The game you know gets invincible, yeah.
I thought at the end of The Gambler, when he's just running and running and running, I thought, I swear to God, if this is some kind of like crossover that gets us into that movie where Mark Wahlberg was that walk-on wide receiver for the Philadelphia Eagles, because he just took off running to go do that too.
You leaned into me and said that.
Yeah, I was like,
in the theater,
I'm going to flip chairs in here if that's what happened.
They're bolted down. How are you going to flip chairs?
Hulk smash.
He's going to Hulk smash.
Life finds a way.
I didn't get to see The Gambler, so I don't know what you're talking about.
You didn't miss anything. For me personally, I am a college football fan, as a lot of people who know me, who actually know me, know. And that started at a very early age. Both of my parents graduated from both of the different universities in the state of Mississippi. And so growing up is kind of a house divided. My dad took me to a college football game when I was like 9 or 10, not long after my sister was born. It was the year Tommy Tuberville was the head coach at Ole Miss, and it was the year that he jumped ship and went to Auburn. And so maybe I was a little older, I guess. I don't know. But it was the Ole Miss and Auburn game. It was the game was 9-3. It ended up being 9-3 game. All field goals. It was the most boring game of all time. I was like, this really sucks. And so
it's like, Dad, let's go get ice cream. I hate this.
No, and we had to park a long way because the parking sucks at Ole Miss. Basically, Ole Miss sucks.
Ole Miss sucks so bad.
Ole Miss sucks so bad.
I hope we lose listeners. Ole Miss sucks.
We don't need them. That's fine. So what if we were huge in Oxford? That'd be hilarious.
We went to Oxford. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was in Oxford the same
day you guys were.
Why didn't you come see us and support us?
Because I was with people I liked.
I don't blame you.
Ouch.
I don't blame you.
I could have picked you up, but I didn't know if you had a ride or not.
That's fine.
I wasn't driving.
I can drive.
I wasn't driving. That's why I didn't. Anyway, so around the same time, I became friends with
Becky's new car.
Yeah. With a guy who was a little older than me, and his family just bled crimson and white. We would go over to his house on Saturday afternoons to play football or basketball or something, a whole lot of us. And the rule was you could not go inside the house if Mr. Fred was watching Alabama football. And so it rained or something one afternoon we were over there. So we were all in the house watching football. And I was like, man, these guys are okay. And that was back when we sucked really bad. And then, like, over the next couple of seasons, when Sean Alexander became a thing, and we were good. And so I've followed Alabama football for a very long time. That one moment influenced the rest of my life. Like, that is why I chose to go to the University of Alabama to pursue higher education. And I tell you what, there's nothing better than spending time at Bryant-Denny Stadium. I love Alabama football. It's the best.
Actually, there is something better. That's at spending time at Scott Wade Stadium.
That little thing? Why would anybody do that?
What does Roll Tide mean?
Roll Tide.
They're elephants.
They roll. Well, actually, yeah,
it doesn't mean anything.
Actually, is a reference to the size of one of the lines. I think back in the 30s or 40s, the guys, I can't remember if it's defense or offense. I want to say it was defense. Maybe it was offense. See, I can't remember.
See, he was too big. He couldn't run. He just rolled across the field.
No, basically, I think it was defense because they had their socks were crimson. Their socks or their pants were crimson. And they literally like rolled over the opposing team like elephants. And so they became the Rolling Tide. And so with the crimson, they always wore crimson. They became the Crimson Tide. So...
It just amazes me when I take a trip down to like Montgomery to visit friends in Alabama.
Alabama.
You can just
flea market Montgomery. It's just like Manny Mall. Sammy Stevens, everybody.
But
former founder of JusticeGeeks.com, Marty Estes, went specifically to Flea Market Montgomery to hang out with Sammy Stevens.
When I went to go see Red State in Atlanta when did the Red State of the Union tour. And we got to that exit where it was the, you know, turn left to go to Atlanta, keep going straight to go to Montgomery. I was like, come on, guys, we could go to the flea market. They're like, we could do that or we could go watch Kevin Smith. I was like, yeah, okay, let's go left.
Fine. He's just like a mini mall, too. he got kicked off a plane for being the size of a mini mall. Oh, I love you, man. Kevin Smith. Please don't be mad. It's fine. What were you saying?
He has lost a lot of weight now.
I know. It's great. He can breathe now.
It just amazes me. Like, you're in Montgomery, like, at Walmart, and two dudes just, like, walk past each other and notice that they're wearing Alabama clothes and will just, like, raise a fist and shout Roll Tide at each other.
Do you remember the commercial a couple of years ago where it was like, Roll Tide, Roll Tide, Roll Tide, that they did on ESPN, where people in these just random places would be like, Roll Tide. They showed a guy getting pulled over by a state trooper. He handed him the ticket and they said, Roll Tide. And the guy walked off. That's real. Like,
I mean, it's real anywhere. Like,
I guess so, really.
When we lived in Oxford, I came upon one Mississippi State fan. He had,
and you took full advantage, didn't
you? He had
you?
The Mississippi State debit card. And he came up to the theater and I was helping out downstairs. And he was like, yeah, let me get one to whatever. I don't remember the name of the movie. And he hands me that debit card. And I was like, go Dogs. And I just handed it back to him. I was like, just go on in, dude.
Nice.
I picture like you shaking hands with that guy. And he just like leans into your ear all Winter Soldier style. And it's just like, Roll Tide.
Be great.
I'd have punched him.
He killed a state guy.
Like, the movie. You owe me now for two tickets. It's
one for me and one for you. I don't know. It just there's something about it. Like there. Yep. There's a. I don't know. Like when football season begins, I become a totally different person. Like I have a lot of traditions. And
do you tell me you wash your underwear at least.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
But for the last couple of seasons, I can't watch the game because when I do, we lose.
Yeah, how I am. If I watch the game, we lose.
Here is a moment for me to actually, I've never in 148 episodes of this podcast been able to work in that one of my idols, I guess you would say, is a man by the name of Eli Gold. He is the voice of Crimson Tide football. And like you go to an Alabama football game, going to a state game, you have the cowbells. It's a huge experience. You go to an Alabama football game and you see dudes wearing headphones because nobody wants to hear the crap coming out of the speaker. They want to hear Eli Gold up in the booth calling it on the Crimson Tide Sports Network. And that's exactly how I am. Wow. I'd much rather listen than watch, but I can't watch because we lose.
That's how it used to be
Jack Crystal.
With Jack Crystal, when he passed away. They gave him like the missing man formation flyover, because he was such a legend down at Mississippi State. Yeah. Everybody had headphones on listening to him call the game down at Starville, and I mean, I'd much rather would have listened to him. Like, if the game was on TV or something, if I was at work, I'd be like, well, you know what? I'll just do it on the internet and just stream the radio. Yeah, because I'd much rather hear Jack Crystal say, you know, let's wrap this in maroon and white.
Yeah, there's a special feeling that comes with that time of the year, and I don't you just don't get that from a professional sports team.
No, you really don't.
No,
I guess it might be different if we lived in a town or a state even that had a team, and it was financially viable for us to drive and go, you know, like get season tickets and hang out in the parking lot do like the tailgating thing, like a lot of people do. We were talking about the Eagles, you know, they have a huge fan base.
Oh yeah,
where people go and spend entire days. They don't even go into the stadium, but they go to the parking lot
and tailgate,
and grill out, and tailgate and watch the game. Well, we don't have that opportunity for a team.
Well, we have the Tennessee Titans in Nashville, and that's drivable. But they're the Titans.
3 hours to go see the Titans. Sit and watch
Dan and I, Big Dan Marsh, huge Titans fan, and he and I almost got season tickets a couple years ago. But they were terrible, and I'm really glad we didn't. But like for me in the NFL, this year's a little different because the Green Bay Packers have sort of become the University of Alabama, Wisconsin, with all of the players that are currently on the active roster. Well, not active. This now, darn you, Green Bay. But Aaron Rodgers is always my go-to guy in fantasy football. In the NFL, I think you gravitate more towards a person or, you know, a group of people rather than a full team. Logan, I noticed over there that you're not having much to say. So
I said things.
And just so you guys know, this is the thing. This is called the sports course. So follow sports. That's how you're supposed to sing when you listen to sports. Okay, so now you sports. I used to do that anyway. So Logan, you're awful quiet during the foosball section, and you probably still think it's some weird thing that you know nothing about, and I know we talked about this a little beforehand and you got some questions, so I'm prepared to give you a rundown if you need one about the football, but let's get some of your questions out of the way first about what football is. And let me tell you this, and this is one of the reasons why I want to do this episode. When I was in like third grade, there were some really hateful dudes that I went to school with. And I knew nothing about football or anything else like that. And
well, if you didn't know anything about football, you were stupid.
I know. In third, fourth grade, I guess it was. And there was this
doesn't
one.
Doesn't make a man stupid.
You're stupid.
He's stupid, but that's different. There was this one moment. It was like, but you don't even know how much a field goal is. And I was like, 9? I don't know.
Wait, were 9 or you said the answer was 9?
I was like, 9? I didn't know. You know, and so
you're stupid.
I was really dumb, and it was at that moment I was like, I got to get on this. I'm going to get on this right now because these dudes talk about this stuff, and I can't be a part of the conversation if I don't know. So, Logan, do you want me to like give you a rundown of the game, or do you kind of know how football works?
I kind of know how football works because I've played football video games before.
That's a good way to get into
how football operates. I don't know like the specifics of football, like certain rules.
Mm-hmm. Professional football is played in all football is played in 4 quarters, 2 halves. And the time lengths do vary. 11 guys on each side of the ball, offense and defense, stuff like that.
Unless you're that weird Canadian football.
No, we're not talking about them. No, idiots, Canadian.
Hockey?
No. Canadians have their own version of football, and they have like 12 men.
Canadian Football League, CFL.
They have extra men on the field. Very similar.
One of which is just simply to service Tim Tebow when he actually decides to go up there and play. So, the field is 100 yards long.
Yeah, I know basics.
Okay, like, tell me what you do know.
Well, I know that's hard because there's a lot of, I know a lot of general stuff.
Okay, well then let's hear it because that maybe people do know the generals and that can kind of help us get into the more specifics.
It's like there's offense and defense. Like the specific things that I have questions about are like what constitutes like pass interference and what constitutes actually taking the ball and interception. Okay. That kind of.
So you understand that, like, on offense, the team with the ball is on offense.
Yeah, they want to pass it down the field towards them.
Or maybe not. Or they can run it. With it. Yeah.
They have to plan depending on what the situation is and what kind of defense.
He really knows nothing about football.
They have a team meeting.
It's called a huddle.
Yeah.
Sometimes they don't, and it's called a no huddle offense, where they just
sometimes
do things.
Like,
it's like a hurry up offense.
And sometimes the quarterback wipes his hands on the butt of the guy in front of him.
No, he has a towel to keep the moisture off because it gets wet.
Okay.
Because I don't know if you've ever thrown a football, period, much less one that, like, your hands were wet or the ball was wet. It's really difficult. Yeah. To do.
I've thrown a football before.
Yeah, we threw one backstage at Becky's new car. There was that Patriots certified football. It was deflated.
I was going to say, if you deflate it a little bit, it's
we started
easier to throw and catch.
We started Deflategate.
Yeah,
oh my God.
We were the origins of Deflategate.
Did we deflate those balls?
Caused this.
It was us.
We went back
our
in time.
Bad, people.
Our bad.
We've already discussed that there's time travel that happens during Becky's new car. Yeah, that's fine.
I'd like to discuss time travel.
You remember all those people that were there?
Just to throw this out there, me and Matt have a time travel theory, and one day we should actually talk about it on here.
Yeah, we should get into timey-wimey things. Okay, so Matt, you've got a good idea about football, right? You're not dumb. You know about football?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not saying if you don't know, people, you're dumb, but...
I understand the game.
Logan is. Logan specifically.
I don't really follow the college football much. Living around here, it's been a big deal. It's always around. Everybody's really intense about it and really excited. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting. A few years ago, I went to Ohio, and they're just the same up there. You know, except
they're more annoying.
It's Ohio State stuff everywhere. Yeah.
They can't spell. That's fine.
Yeah, yeah, but it's people get excited about it, and that's cool.
So Logan, you know the basics. Guys with the ball, they're on offense. They can either run or pass.
Yeah.
And they're trying to go 10 yards, at least 10 yards in four tries. And those are called downs.
Yeah.
So basically the rule of thumb is if you don't pick up a first down, which is what it's called when you move the ball 10
first
yards.
Down.
Alabama. I hear first down Alabama every time. If you don't pick up the first down by like the third, when you get to the third down, if it's like third down and like 1 yard or 2 yards, you know, your game plan is obviously a little different than it is than third down and like 10 yards or like 15 to 20 yards if the quarterback is sacked or something like that. And that's when you go backwards and lose yards.
Yeah.
It's your phone. Your little crap phone's doing it.
I'll set it far away.
It's fine. Piece of crap.
Somebody's on an edge network right now.
Yeah, that's him.
It's this piece of cardboard that's near me.
Hello. But if they don't get the first down, then they punt. You don't want to give the ball over because if you don't get the first down in four downs, you just give the other team the ball where you are.
Or if you're close enough, you can go for the field goal.
If you are. If you're close enough, you can go for
3 points.
Field goal is worth 3 points. A touchdown is worth...
Six?
Six points, correct. Most people think it's worth 7, but it's the extra point that counts. So.
You get the extra point from the field goal.
Or... What else can you do?
2-point conversion?
Yes.
That's correct.
Exactly right, sir.
Once you score, you have the option to go for 1, the extra point, or 2, the 2-point conversion. And depending on what league you're in...
The 2-point conversion is usually harder to do.
Where do you start for a 2-point conversion?
It depends on what league you're in. Like, if you're in professional or college, 3-yard line or 5-yard line or something like that.
It's one of those things that if it's your last chance to win the game...
Oh, yeah, you go for it.
Yeah.
Unless you want to go for the...
Unless you want to go to overtime.
Yeah, if you want to go for overtime, and that depending
and possibly
on
the hurt someone.
If you've got more confidence in your overtime game than you do.
Football is based around momentum, and I think that's what people don't understand.
You can kill the momentum if you get them into overtime, and then
depends on
throw off their entire game.
It depends on if you're coming from behind. Like, here's a classic example that I don't want to speak about ever again after I mention it. In the Sugar Bowl, we were up quite a bit over Ohio State. We had momentum, and there was one play that shifted the momentum of the game, and Ohio State came back. It really, like, one play can totally change the flow of the game, who has, you know, who's really dominating the performance.
Well, yeah. See, that's where it's different than like video games, because in the video game, your players don't get exhausted, and
sometimes they do. Yeah. Well,
I was gonna say, yes, they do.
There's games, momentum, and
they're adding stuff like that in the newer versions of the games. Where
yeah, definitely in Madden 15,
they'll get fatigued.
Yeah. But anyway,
there's momentum.
So in overtime is different in college and NFL. Yep. The rules are totally different. In college, it's we're gonna play an overtime period until someone wins. And that's, you decide who goes first. You probably want to be on defense because I think
it's not the first person, the first team to score.
No, it's not the first team to score.
That's NFL.
It's whoever has the highest score
at the end of
that overtime period.
Overtime is like what?
Is it 15 minutes?
No,
it's not another. It's not
timed at all. I mean, the snap clock runs like the play clock. But it's not like an actual time that's up on the board. It's okay. We're going to put the ball on the 25 yard line, go. And if you score, then we'll turn the ball back over to the other team. So, you know, if you get the ball first and your team kicks a field goal, but my team scores a touchdown, we win. In the NFL, it's a little bit different. The rules used to be whoever scores first wins, but now it's say me and James's teams are playing against each other in the NFL. If my team goes down and scores a field goal, his team gets an opportunity to at least score a field goal. Okay. So if they can come back and score a field goal or a touchdown, they win.
Gotcha.
So it's a little interesting. And what's funny is that a lot of even professional football players, Donovan McNabb, who was quarterback in the league a long time, was even confused about it a couple of years ago. Like, he didn't even really understand how overtime rules work. In the NFL, what you find is a lot of tinkering with the rules between seasons.
Always tinkering with the rules.
Sometimes it happens in college, like the kickoff, like where the ball starts. You know, in college, they've really tried to do away with kick returns. They want you to, you know, when you're kicking the ball off, if the receiving team takes the ball and crouches down in the end zone, that's a touchback. And the opponent, the people on offense will start like the 25 yard line.
I thought they moved it up.
Mm-hmm. No, it's still 20.
Okay. It's still 20.
So, the rules are a little different between college and the NFL, but basically the flow of the game. Well, the flow of the game is not really the same, but, you know, like a touchdown is a touchdown, but how you score a touchdown is differently. In one league, you have to have 1 foot in. Like if I throw a ball to a receiver who in the end zone who catches it in the very corner and he tries to drag his feet across, if he gets 1 foot in, he's fine in college. In the NFL, he has to have both feet down. So it's a little different. What other questions do you have? Are you just mind blown?
I'm a little spaced out right now.
I was going to say he wasn't even paying attention.
I was paying attention.
Hey, what's up?
You talked about like touching backs
So, what other questions do you have?
Okay, the difference between like pass interference and an interception.
Is this the only one you
that's
you
like
know
my
about?
Big one. Because I've seen a lot of cases where that the action looks exactly the same, but
pass interference is defined really as anything that the defender or receiver, it can go both ways. There's offensive and defensive pass interference.
See, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Say James and I are playing wide receiver and safety against each other. Those are the positions.
Yeah.
Wide receiver is on offense.
Because he's receiving the ball.
Yeah. So
you're picking up on this really fast. Yeah, you're doing great.
He's
going to
put
you in some pads as soon as we're done. We're going to go play a game.
Coaches tried to recruit me in high school because I was fat.
No, because you went to Adamsville, but it's fine.
Hey, we've had a really good team here recently because a coach is a principal there.
I don't think we can talk about anybody's high school football team.
You and I can't. No. Let's move
on. I can't now. When we were all in high school, we had a really good football team, but
shut up.
Now they wear.
We're pretty much the exact same camo as we were. I think they're worse now.
How? I think y'all beat us this year.
No, they didn't.
Did they not?
No, it was like a 50-point blowout. Anyway, so pass interference. I'm running down the field, and my quarterback is going to throw the ball down the
field. Matt's the quarterback.
We'll say Matt's the quarterback. Matt throws the ball down the field. James is the defender. I'm going to make a move to try to get the ball. If he like pulls my arm or pushes me out of the way or does something to keep me from catching the football, that's pass interference.
Okay.
And a lot of it is really kind of up to the official who's there, who sees it. A lot can be interpreted as pass interference. However, like if
I were to just step in front of Josh and catch the ball myself,
that's an interception.
That's an interception.
Okay.
You can do that. I mean, if Matt's the quarterback and you're playing defense at any point in time, you can catch that ball legally.
Yeah.
You know, or if the ball hits the ground, it's anybody's ball game.
Now, another thing that they'll try to do is you'll see it a lot because they won't be able to get their like the safety won't be able to get his body in between the football and the wide receiver. He'll bat it down.
Swat at the ball.
Now, that's fine. He can swat the ball down, but
he has to play the ball.
He cannot like grab a hold of the wide receiver.
Yeah, like they can't lock arms.
And they have to be in the act of catching. Like I see them swat at each other when they're running.
Well, basically what you need to know is as long as the guy who's on defense, as long as the defender is playing the ball, it's legal. I mean, it's fine. If Matt throws the ball up and he throws the ball 50 yards past us out of bounds and James slings me down and pushes me over
for no reason,
it's not pass interference because the ball wasn't catchable.
Yeah.
So even if it sails past me 1 yard and goes out of bounds, if it wasn't catchable, it's not pass interference.
Because the pass was bad.
Yeah. And a lot of times it does look a lot differently down on a field as compared to in my house on a Jumbotron.
Right.
Yeah.
Wait, you have a Jumbotron?
I do.
It comes down from the roof right here, guys.
We're watching the Super Bowl here,
there's
guys.
There's about a square foot of space you can stand in the corner.
Yeah, it's fine. What else?
Let's see. Special teams. What does that mean?
Special teams. That's the people who pretty much do all the kicking and receiving.
So they just come out on the field, do their job, and go home.
They have one of the most important jobs in football.
It's really games. Like
ask the Green Bay Packers. Their special teams lost the game for them against the Seahawks last week.
Mississippi State almost lost quite a few games because of the special teams this year.
We had great special teams at University of Alabama this year. Like, for instance, in the Green Bay-Seattle game, they were performing an onside kick. Green Bay was kicking the ball off, trying to get the ball back.
Wait, hold on. Do you know what an onside kick is?
How far does it have to go? 10 yards?
Has to go 10 yards.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I don't know what an onside kick is.
Has to go 10 yards.
That's where they'll kick the top of the ball instead of the bottom. Because if you kick the bottom, it'll go up.
Yeah.
And distance.
I know physics. Okay. That's in my realm.
Kick the top, and it just kind of bounces around on the ground.
It's fine. Yeah. But like,
it's got to go 10 yards, though. And it's really hard to catch that, too, because it's just, I mean, you know physics.
It's rolling around. Yeah.
It's unpredictable.
It's an oblong.
It's a gamble.
Yeah.
It's a football.
It's a gamble.
You don't know what it's going to do.
So as long as it'll go 10 yards, you can, like, your team that kicked it can pick it up. And
pass the 10-yard point?
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's got to go 10 yards, otherwise it's a penalty.
Yeah.
And then it remains your ball.
But if I'm kicking the ball off to your team and it bounces off one of your guys and my guys recover it, it's my ball.
Yeah.
If it bounces off one of my guys and your guy recovers it, it's your ball. The incident in the Green Bay Seattle game was Green Bay was kicking Seattle was kicking an onside kick. It went through the hands of a Green Bay tight end who was not even supposed to be, like, his job was not to catch it. The best wide receiver in the NFL was going to catch it. And he got in the way. It bounced off him and directly into the arms of a Seattle player. So special teams is super important. That's anytime you're kicking the ball off after you score, it's the people who are the people who are on offense are the people who are kicking the ball usually, and the people on defense. So it's you got the kickoff team, you have a punt team. That's if you don't get a first down or if you record a safety. Do you know what a safety is?
Safety's the guy that
No.
This is an action safety.
Yes, an action. If you perform a safety. No, what are you doing?
Hold on, I'm getting my flashcards out for this.
No.
When I think of special teams, I always think of like Braveheart.
Wait, what are you doing?
He's like army's going
safety.
This is a geek podcast, not a nerd podcast.
God, what action. Is he doing?
All right, all right. Describe this. I got to write the definition on the back here.
Well, I'm not done with special teams, so. Oh.
Why are you taking notes?
So I can study later.
Oh, my God.
This is why we did this episode.
Oh, my God.
So Logan has a chance at real life.
Do we even have enough time?
No, we don't. And we're going to move on in a minute. But special teams is like
a lot of rules
people
in
who
football.
People who kick, like the field goal team, the extra point team after you score a touchdown, and the people on the other end of the ball. But a safety is when, hey, James, I bet you know what a safety is. Like when Josh Robinson or Dak Prescott falls backwards into the opposing end zone.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, so like say I kicked a ball off to you and your guy drops it on the 1 yard line, but he picks it up and falls down on it. Still your ball, but your team has to start at the 1 yard line. If my defense can push your guys back into the end zone that you're coming out of, that's the, my end zone, it's 2 points if we can record a tackle in that end zone.
So and then you have to kick the ball to them.
And yeah.
And they just scored
so,
on you.
So we scored on you. You have to kick the ball back off to me and I can score on you again.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the real jerk move in football.
You get a safety. It's like
it's the nanny nanny boo boo.
It's the nanny nanny boo boo of football. I think I invented this rule. It's fine.
Okay,
it's like blocking a dunk.
Yeah.
Like,
I've got my flashcard ready. For okay,
good.
Okay, great.
Okay. Do you have any other questions?
Timeouts. They have three per half. I got that.
Okay.
I got the number.
Okay.
But they do all these like.
They're called TV timeouts.
They like strategically use timeouts.
Yeah.
Like,
for time.
What?
Because like if you're at the end of the game.
If you're at the end of a game and you've got all your timeouts and the other team has the momentum, we were talking about the momentum earlier, you can use your timeouts and they will lose their momentum because they're just standing around.
Yeah.
You know,
like if you run the ball, the clock does not stop. If you pass the ball and it's a completion, the clock doesn't stop. If it's
an incomplete pass, the ball and it doesn't.
If it's an incomplete pass,
the clock stops.
If you go out of bounds, the clock stops.
So let's say game's tied at the end. You have three timeouts left and you have. Feasibly, if you could go 100 yards, if you manage the clock well, and Alabama did this against LSU brilliantly, you can go the length of the field 45 seconds and score if you manage your timeouts well. Or if you don't have timeouts, go out of bounds. But timeouts are important. A lot of times you'll see what it's called icing the kicker. Somebody's about to kick a field goal to win the game. The opposing coach... he'll call a timeout. Like the guy's running up, that they've snapped the ball. The guy's running up to
give him plenty of time to think about it.
Yeah, to give him plenty of time to think about it. They get set. They're about to snap the ball to kick, and the opposing coach will call a timeout and give him 30 seconds to think about it. Maybe he'll overthink it. But a lot of times, timeouts are just used to fix problems on the field, like too many men on the field. Yep. A lot of times this season, Blake Sims had no idea what state he was even in. And Lane Kiffin was like, "What are you doing, you idiot?"
So that's more in the mental aspect than rather any kind of rule.
It can be. There's no rule that's saying you have to take timeouts. But if you go watch a collegiate or professional game, the play will stop more than just those three times for television break. Commercial breaks, especially in the NFL.
Every time the ball changes hands,
there's a break in the action, pretty much. But if you were just to go watch a high school football game, they got three, and that's it per quarter.
Yeah. And now another thing is that they use timeouts for is when they want to check. What is it? We're trying to think of where they're questioning. Questioning a call. What is that
called? Oh, challenge.
My bad. Challenge.
And you can do that sometimes.
Now if you challenge a play and they find in favor of you, you don't get penalized a timeout. But if you challenge a play and they say, "No, we were right," you get
in the NFL.
Penalized your you get penalized your
How many
timeout.
Challenges do you get? I know in Madden you get two.
One per half, I think.
One per half, okay.
Yeah. So that's kind of pretty much the summation of football. I mean, it's whoever scores the most wins. There are multiple ways to score. It's a very physical game. There's a lot of theories that say whoever has the best offense will win or whoever has the best defense will win. This year's Super Bowl is kind of boring. Like,
Pretty evenly matched.
I don't know. I mean, the Patriots dominated the Colts no matter what size their balls were. Yeah. I mean, they just beat the crap out of them. So it may be, I'm hoping the Patriots will win so Tom Brady will retire, but I don't think that'll happen. But like you have, Seattle has a really good defense, so much so that they have a nickname called the Legion of Boom.
Legion of Boom.
So use that in the next couple of weeks.
That doesn't sound like a defensive
it
name
is,
at all.
Because
watching them, the last time I watched the Seahawks play was last year in the Super Bowl, and it looked like a pro team playing against like a high school team. Like they were faster, they were stronger, they were way more intense than the Broncos. I mean, they destroyed them. It was
They made
crazy.
Peyton Manning look silly. Yeah.
One more question. What does calling an audible mean?
It's changing a play.
Yeah.
You can call an audible.
It's up to the quarterback.
Well, people call audibles on both sides of the ball. You just don't recognize it so much on defense. But on offense, a quarterback gets up to the line of scrimmage. The guy who snaps him the ball is called the center.
And he shouts random numbers for some reason.
Their plays. That's how he's communicating to his teammates what they're about to run.
Yeah.
That what he's saying actually has meaning. It's not stupid nonsense.
Random. 42, 106.
He's usually a color involved.
Bingo.
Too.
Yeah. He's calling those people into motion to do what they're supposed to do. He comes up to the line and maybe his offensive coordinator will radio in, because they can do that. Into his helmet and say, "Hey, Logan, it looks like they're about to blitz you.
Yeah.
All out blitz.
Don't do what you were going to do.
We were going to run the ball straight up the middle. Let's not do that.
Don't do that.
Change the play. Changing the play is called an audible. And they can, depending on who your quarterback is, what your coaching system is, a lot of quarterbacks now in college, like the Oregon Ducks, they don't really audible a lot because they move so fast. Mm-hmm. They just walk up to the line and their quarterback will scan the defense, read the defense, and then decide what to call. The more traditional teams will have a play in mind when they go out there and then realize, oh, we better change it. Defensive players call audibles all the time. You just don't see it. Like the guy, like the linebacker or the middle linebacker, whoever it is, it's really the captain, the quarterback of that defense will change the plays. Our guy at the University of Alabama this season was Landon Collins. He's pretty much responsible for changing coverage and blitz packages to suit the needs. It's only attributed to quarterbacks or people, you know.
Yeah, why does the quarterback get so much like praise? Like, I mean, all he does is throw the ball.
But he's also the leader of the team.
Yeah. And a lot of times the quarterback is the guy. He is the guy.
He's the guy to make or break your team is the quarterback. I mean, look at Ole Miss.
He was terrible.
Nurse
practitioner Wallace.
Yeah. Their entire team was based around Bo Wallace, and he's not 100% guarantee whenever he plays. There was, even the ESPN people say, well, who's going to show up today? Good Bo or bad Bo? And if bad Bo showed up there, they were done. They didn't win.
For instance, the guy who was the starting quarterback at the University of Alabama before Blake Sims this season was AJ McCarron. Very experienced. Won several national titles, but he was the leader of our football team. They get so much attention because really, I mean, the offense goes through them. The coordinator, the head coach talks to them. They do it. And then, they're the ones who make it go. So that's that. All right. We want to hear from you. If you have any questions about football, let us know. Be happy to answer them over on Twitter at Justice Geeks. We'll get you prepared for the big game.
Logan's learning stuff.
Safety in action and a person.
This is just the action card.
Gotcha. We're going to pause, take a break, and I'm going to remind you about our friends at lynda.com. Go check out lynda.com/Justice Geeks. We'll be right back. Kickstart your new year and challenge yourself to learn something new with a free 10-day trial to lynda.com. That's lynda.com. Lynda.com is used by millions of people around the world. It has over 3,000 courses on topics like web development, photography, visual design, and business, as well as software training like Excel, WordPress, and Photoshop. Sign up for your free 10-day trial today by visiting lynda.com/justusgeeks, and you'll get unlimited access to every course on lynda.com, access to view tutorials on tablets, iPhone, and Android mobile devices, and access your new courses added every week. So do something good for yourself in 2015 and sign up for your free 10-day trial today by visiting lynda.com/justusgeeks.
sports team is vastly inferior.
It's weird out.
We're gonna kick your calling.
It's a fight song right there.
It is. It's Weird Al sports song. All right. So the last half of the show, we talked about football and all that jazz, like the specifics. But, you know, like, we don't have a whole lot of time to talk about this, but I just want to talk for a minute about, you know, maybe like some things that could be easy to do to get folks like Logan, who are more geeky than, you know, anything else, to mesh with sports, because a lot of times geeks and sports don't really go together. And I've said it before many times here that, you know, I'm a sports geek. Like, I geek out over sports. But a lot of times it's one of those things where you don't correlate geeks and sports together. So I think there are some interesting ways that you could get, like, a traditional quote-unquote geeky guy or person into sports. And there's some good things here. Number one, I think, especially with football, and really most of sports now, is fantasy sports. Fantasy football. Fantasy football is huge. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the first year we've not done a Justice Geeks Fantasy Football League. We will be doing that this coming up year. So,
okay.
Yeah, I'm so stoked.
You guys are going down. I got my note cards.
Your note cards will come in, not come in handy. So, fantasy football is a lot about statistics. You know, like, you want to pick the right guys to get you the most points, yada, 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 yada. James, you ever played fantasy football?
No, I'd never had any interest in playing fantasy
Good.
Football.
Excellent. Matt, what about you?
Nope. Don't like fantasy football. Don't like Dungeons and Dragons.
It's the D&D of
I was about to
jocks.
Ask, do I get dragons on my team?
No, you don't.
It's not Blood Bowl.
And, you know,
similar.
Kind of. There are lots of, like, sporty movies, you know, that are.
I do love inspirational cast. Sports movies.
Hail Mary on you.
What's your favorite football or sports movie, Matt?
Rocky.
That's what about football?
Because boxing is a sport.
Boxing is a sport.
It's not anymore.
My favorite football movie?
Man, do you have one?
Unnecessary Roughness.
You mean necessary roughness?
I was about to say, I think that's the porn version of Necessary Roughness.
Wait, shouldn't it be
talking about the Sinbad movie, right?
That's a football term. Yeah. Anyway, yeah.
Porn, it's fine. Yeah.
I watched it a lot when I was a kid.
Rice was accused of unnecessary roughness, right?
That's not appropriate at all.
Didn't we already go over this? Don't make those kind of jokes.
Yeah, we did, and he just can't get that hair out of his ears. James, what about you? Do you have a favorite football movie?
Yeah, mine's actually a serious movie, not a comedy.
Any Given Sunday?
Huh?
Any Given Sunday?
Well, I mean, Any Given Sunday's a good movie. Yeah.
But, is it Remember the Titans?
No, it's...
Little Giants.
See, you guys do know football.
Because that's really my Little Giants.
Rick Moranis.
The Express.
What's that?
Ernie Davis.
I don't know.
Oh my God.
I don't know about this.
It's if I'm not mistaken, he's the first black man to get the MVP or the Heisman Trophy.
The Heisman Trophy.
Yeah.
Oh, so, I think I've heard about this. Oh, okay. Interesting.
Really good movie. Really good movie.
My favorite football movie is The Replacements with Keanu Reeves.
That's a good one, yeah.
Whoa. Coming to Blu-ray next week for $9.
Is it really?
Yes, it is.
Sold. I mean, sold. Gene Hackman's great.
Yes, he is.
That's just a fun movie.
And who's the chick? The cheerleader girl.
She was hot.
I never saw her again after that movie.
I know. That's sad because she was great. Maybe he Keanu'd her away or something.
Whoa.
Now you're in the Matrix.
Football.
I know football.
He threw football underwater.
Just see him, like, dodging the football backwards with the bullet time.
Bullet time.
Then it opened, like, that movie opens with him underwater playing football. Yeah, scraping barnacles and stuff off of a boat.
He won the Heisman and then had a career and then blew it away. Like, he had a failed career.
He hurt his knee or something, right?
Yeah, and it's basically kind of about the NFL strike that happened.
Yeah.
And they got replacement players to come in, and he
was
scabs. It's pretty great. And they ended up winning or something. They made the playoffs, I think.
Yeah, and they were like the...
They made the playoffs, but then the real guys came back.
Yeah,
that's
the real
sucks.
Guys came back, and you know, Hackman was like, I don't want them. I want my replacements.
Yeah.
I want my scrubs.
Gene Hackman. He was very Lex Luthor in that movie. It's fine. But movies and television, that's one way you can kind of get interested in it. Friday Night Lights was huge on TV.
Yeah, the movie was so much better.
Yeah, the movie was a lot better, actually.
You didn't ask me what my
favorite is. What is your favorite football movie?
Radio.
Nice. Good answer.
That's a good answer.
I like that movie. Yeah. I like it a lot.
What's Varsity Blues? That was a good Varsity football
Blues.
Movie.
Varsity Blues.
James Vanderbeek.
The beak is bark.
I don't want your life.
I don't want your life.
Let's get the beak on the podcast. That'd be great.
Can we? Please.
I don't know. I'm going to try, I think.
Get the beak.
He'd be awesome. I think he'd fit in well. And collecting. Collecting is a great way. A lot of people collect stuff, and football cards are still a big thing. So that's
stuff and
are
things.
They are actually. Are you just like baseball cards?
Is it like old football cards? Because I know there's like mass produced amounts of like 11 million different sets of cards.
Probably, but if card collecting is your thing, that's a big thing to be in. I think so. Yeah. That's
I was into it when I was a kid. It was basketball cards.
Yeah,
I was really into basketball.
Big into baseball cards.
Me too. I was huge into baseball cards.
It's for the gum.
That gum is still gross.
God, it was.
Sometimes you just would be better off chewing on a card than you would gum.
Do you play a game with sports cards?
Nope.
No, you just collect them.
Collect.
It's not like one of your stupid Magic the Gathering games.
They do have like statistics and ratings on them.
Yeah,
and stuff.
You're trying to collect a team.
I have a Nolan Ryan rookie card.
Holy crap.
No lie.
Sweet. Wow. And so honestly, like a more geeky approach would be video games. A lot of the Madden series has a kind of a card-based theme to it now. Jeremy Weathers and I were talking this week. He's making the switch to PlayStation 4 from Xbox One. And
he did.
Yeah, and so he was saying that the thing that kept him on the X-Bone and in Xbox was this Madden League that he was in for like 5 years.
Yeah.
And it's about, you know, trading cards to build your team up. Like, you trade cards and that guy's on your team so you can actually play with him and you want to trade up to get the best team. And that's an interesting avenue that Madden has gone down, but football games and sports games, that's a great way to get a kind of, you know,
and it doesn't get much geekier than that.
I hate basketball sports games.
I'm sorry, basketball's the best. So. It is the best.
I don't understand basketball defense at all, but that's a completely different
podcast.
Yeah.
James, is there anything you want to add to, you know, helping geeks get into sports?
Just watch the games. If you have questions, ask somebody.
There's a lot to it.
It's a lot more fun than, I mean, watch it with people. Do not just, if you don't know anything about sports, don't just sit down and try to watch it by yourself, because it's not going to be interesting. You're going to be bored. You need to sit down and watch it with a sports fan. Let them know, like, offhand, hey, I don't know anything about football. Help me out.
Do you think that people correlate or don't correlate geeks and sports? Like, if you're geeky, you can't be a sports guy.
It's the high school jocks versus nerds.
Yeah, it's the jocks versus nerds mentality. It carried over. I mean, there's still a lot of people that I know that are still like, well, you were a band geek, so you don't know anything about sports.
Yeah, there's things that
I was a band geek, but I was at every football game. You don't think I picked up anything? You know?
Yeah. It's like there's so many things.
I go football over them mountains.
You get just as geeky with football as we do with other stuff. Else, so.
My thing is, I don't enjoy watching it on TV because it's like 11 minutes of actual football and then 2 hours of them walking around doing nothing.
It is really hard to get into on TV. You need to get into it live first.
See, I'm fine. I've been to like high school football games and a couple college games.
College games, but
I understand. I know it's better there.
That's like hockey. Hockey is horrible on TV.
You go, though.
But if you go watch hockey, man.
Yeah, it's totally different.
I wish I could play hockey. Hockey is one of those sports that I'd love to give a go.
I like hockey video games a lot.
Me too. I'm a fan of those.
I'm really good at hockey defense. I'm terrible at hockey offense.
It's terrible.
I had NHL 96 on my Genesis.
Up top.
Oh, all right.
It was a great game.
So we
Mario Lemieux.
Sorry. Mario. We want to hear from you, Mario Lemieux, over at justusgeeks.com. What are some ways that you think that geeks and sports can help come together better? Share with us your stories of, you know, why you're a sports geek, what teams you love, maybe what kept you from being interested in sports. just let us know over at the website or Twitter, and we'll feature you in some way on the website. Now's a good time for me to plug the fact that some things are going to change over at JusticeGeeks.com. One thing that I can kind of give you a look at that's coming in the next week or so is an interview we did with Rabia Chowdhury. Rabia is one of the big players in the Serial podcast. Her brother is Adnan Syed's best friend, and she's actually who influenced Sarah Koenig to do a story on Adnan. And so we got to speak with her, and we're putting a piece together for you for the next couple of days, so be on the lookout for that. Not going to do a game of the week, sorry. Game of the week is football.
But I had a cool one.
Yeah, 5 seconds, go.
Your jam of the week can be your football.
It's a football video game developed by a British company called 505 Games. It's called Backbreaker. It was...
Nope, not game of the week time. You're not eating up somebody's jam for your game.
Okay.
Sorry. James, what about you? What's your jam of the week?
Auslan.
How did that go? Yeah.
It's really good. Like I said, I'd seen it before. I worked the premiere of it, the actual world premiere of it, down at Columbus, Mississippi.
Boom.
Actually, it sold out, so they had to have a second night of it down in Columbus. And then now he's on a regional tour, just showing the movie off to people. And they had a stop in Tupelo this past week. They're going to be in Madison, Mississippi on February 5th.
We should talk to this guy.
If you want to do an interview with him, he lives in Tupelo. We can definitely
let's go talk
get
to him
up.
When is he in Tupelo next? We'll go. Auslan.
But Auslan is an independent movie about, it's set post-apocalyptic future. Two guys wandering the wasteland, looking, just trying to survive. They stumble across an old school, and they find a book of the Wonderful Wizard of Oz, and one of them doesn't know how to read. One of them can kind of read. So they look at it, and they kind of think it's like a religion. They think of it like a Bible, because this is set so far in the future, they don't have religion. And so there's elements of the movie that parallel the book. And so they're like, we need to find this Emerald City because this is real.
Wow.
And it's really good watch. Like I said, I'm going to try to get you guys a copy of it so you can see it. But
we'd love to talk to that guy.
Super cool.
Look it up on Facebook.
I don't have a jam, so I don't have an opinion today. Thanks for cutting me off.
You're welcome.
Look it up on Facebook. It's Auslan, the movie, on Facebook. Directed by Michael Williams and starring Glenn Payne. It's a good watch.
Cool. Okay, sweet. Logan, what's your jam?
My real jam of the week, I'll move away from that football thing. MechWarrior Online. Mech combat simulator, very realistic mech combat, very slow pace. You get one life for the whole match. It's not Call of Duty style. It's very tactical. You have to use headsets and stuff. But it's a lot of fun. It's a free-to-play game. It's kind of grindy, but you get a whole list of mechs to trial, like trial mechs. They cycle through different weeks, so you get to experience different stuff.
Is it free?
It's free.
Oh, really?
Free. Yeah.
I love free-to-play.
MechWarrior Online.
Is it pay-to-win, though?
Sort of. Your trial mechs that they give you are from all walks of mechs. So
pay to save time.
To save time, pretty much. Okay. If you find a mech that you try that you really, really want, buy it, and it's yours forever.
Okay.
But the trial mechs they give you are serviceable mechs.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Matt, what about you?
My jam of the week is going to be Blizzard for releasing content for their games for free after their release, because these days...
Because they're good.
Because they're good. And
nobody does that anymore.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Nobody does that anymore. You buy a $60 game and... 2 weeks later, something comes out for it, or maybe even the same day, stuff comes out. They have to pay more for it, and it's ridiculous. And playing Diablo Ultimate Evil Edition, they added a new patch earlier this month that was
pretty good, right?
New areas, new gear, new treasure goblins, which are a big deal right now. They have like weekly events going on, so it's cool, and it's all absolutely free after you buy the game.
After you buy the game,
it's cool. Buy the
you don't game. See it. You don't see it much these days.
No, you really don't.
200 gems.
200 gems. Yeah,
that's a lot of
gems. If you play Diablo, now's a good time to play. If you run into a treasure goblin, they come in pairs now, and double your treasure, double your fun.
Nice. My jam of the week this week is us. is the Just Us Geeks podcast and justusgeeks.com, because we're doing some awesome stuff. And I guess I'll take that a little bit farther. I'm really looking forward to the Lexington Comic and Toy Convention in Lexington, Kentucky in March. LexCon 2015 is going to be awesome. We have so much good stuff planned. It's just going to be really great. Our team is working really diligently on it right now, and we got a lot of stuff going on, so just keep hanging out.
You guys mind if I go with you?
That'd be okay? Not at all. That'd be preferable.
You got a seat?
Yeah. In the jug bus.
Right next to me, buddy.
We're going
to
take a bus?
We're taking a jug bus.
Jug bus.
It's a van, really. Jug van. Bus sounds cooler.
Jug bus.
I think a short bus would be apropos.
What kind of van?
One that we rent.
A mystery machine.
A 15-passenger van.
Is it fantastic?
You know, my mom is licensed to drive 15-passenger vans, so.
And bake.
Licensed to bake. Mom.
She has agreed to bake us some cookies for the trip.
That's good.
So
Logan's mom,
nice
jam of the week.
when is the thing?
March 13th through 15th.
March 13th through the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
it's really soon.
I'll mark that on my calendar.
I
gotta get time off from work.
I still gotta do that myself.
It's fun. All right.
You're off on the weekends.
Yeah, but I'd like to get off on that Friday.
Yeah, you got to be off on that Friday.
You have to be on that Friday. Yeah. We're leaving that Friday.
Actually, I have to be off on that Friday. So
It's fun. All right. Thanks for hanging out with us for episode 148. 149's next week, then episode 150, a milestone episode. So we look forward to that. Make sure you keep checking out justusgeeks.com for your daily dose of everything geek. From tech to TV, video, transformers, all kinds of stuff.
Football.
Foosball. Definitely football now. You can find it all over at justusgeeks.com. So keep hanging out with us. It's about to get even better. Matt knows what it is.
I know exactly
what this is.
I thought we were going to save this.
I just couldn't wait.
Save it for a basketball show.
We'll do it again.
The other show that we talked about.
We're
going to
do a basketball show, and we're going to talk about Michael Jordan.
Oh, God.
Michael B.
Not
Jordan.
His brother.
No. Not my brother.
And not your brother.
Hey, maybe we'll get Weathers to come talk about basketball.
Yeah.
He's super big.
We could interview a Michael Jordan on the show that night.
We could say that we have Michael Jordan on the podcast.
We couldn't, because I'd have to not be here.
Yeah, that's right. Is this the one where he does that thing with that 14-year-old girl, or is this another song?
No, that's a different song.
Oh, yeah,
that's a different one.
I know the meaning of true love.
Oh! This is not Michael Jackson. I think we're just, like, knocking it out of the park with our rendition of things.
Then I can do it.
Chester should have sung "I Believe I Can Fly."
Nothing to put a little
cap on. Here you go, Chester.
I believe I can fly.
No, go Chester.
I believe I can touch the sky.
Sing it like Chester.
Nah, it's fine.
Think about it every night. Spread my wings and fly away.
So you can't even hear Chester.
I believe I can soar.
So Matt looks forward to this.
See me running through that open door. I believe I can fly.
I can fly.
I believe I can fly.
I believe.
Get over it under.
Get over it under.